Of all these four,
Abinazal stressed one the most. He stressed this so strongly that he left a legacy, a will, testament, in order those that followed Abinazal's advice, those that are devoted to Abinazal in true faith, accept this as imperative. There is no missing out on this point. Abinazal said, of all this form, the most important one to learn daily, without fail, every single day of a person's life, or at least on those days that a person breathes. When he doesn't breathe for a day, he's excused. But every single day of his life, he must learn Shulchan Aruch, Poskim. That's one sefer, one limud that every person is required to learn, is compulsory to cover a portion of Shulchan Aruch every day. It is best a person can do this in order. There are four divisions of Shulchan Aruch. Aruch Chaim, which deals with the laws of brachos, tfilos, prayers, shabbosim, yom tovim. That's the path of life which is most common, just constantly the person. Yerdeah, which deals with items that are permissible or forbidden. Kashrus, bida, pizam, isa, v'heter. And Ebenezer, which deals with marital laws. Chayshamish, which deals with court cases, money matters. These four divisions, four tremendously large divisions of Peskim Shulchan Aruch, would take an excellent lawyer to go through, Hebrew lawyer, to go through fairly these four divisions. Abinazal, the person should attempt, strive to take these four divisions, which look like massive mountains. In fact, the original called it Turim. Turim's mountains, four Turim, four gigantic mountains. Try to climb these mountains and try to absorb them. So a person should gradually each day accept upon himself, take upon himself the habit, the requirement of covering a certain amount each day, a page or two of this Shulchan Aruch each day. And go through it slowly, gradually, until he finishes all four divisions and start over again. That's good to do many times in a person's lifetime. But there are some people who cannot undertake this because these four divisions, called the large Shulchan Aruchs, large meaning, of course, the same ones, but large with the commentaries. Like, for example, large means in Aruch Chaim, the Magen Avraham and the Taz, Machzor Shekel, Primi Godim. And the other day, you have the Shach and Taz. Chishmishvut, you have the Shach, the Sefer Midas Enoyim, the Ebenezer, you have the Beis Shmuel, the Chalkas Mechaikek. It's the large commentaries on the side that go together with the Shulchan Aruch. This, a person should strive, try to learn regularly. But if a person is not of that caliber, he's not that advanced, at least he should learn the Shulchan Aruch HaKtanah, the small Shulchan Aruch. Which means just to learn the Mechaber and the Ramah, just the surface, the top, plus the Bar Hetev. Today, of course, we have, today, this is after Abinazal's time, we have today a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, a condensed Shulchan Aruch, a small sefer, condensing all four Shulchan Aruchs. So today, it's like a dream come true. You have a chance to go through all four Shulchan Aruchs in a condensed form. This a person can easily do. Which person can say he couldn't learn through the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch? And Abinazal said, if a person cannot read through the large ones, at least he should go through the small, condensed form of Shulchan Aruch, which then was much more than it is today. The Siddur condensed form today. And a person should do this regularly. That means that a person should devote a certain amount of time each day for the regular learning Shulchan Aruch. If there happens a time when a person is under stress, an emergency of some kind, physical or otherwise, there's no time to sit down and learn this, at least should open the Shulchan Aruch and learn one paragraph, one sentence, so as not to have one single day of his life go by without having learned at least one line, one statement of Shulchan Aruch. This is compulsory for every day of a person's life. Now, add to this, there is a point brought out in the latest forum, Abinazal meant to say one halacha, at least one din. This din must be a halacha lemaisa, which means many cases in Shulchan Aruch you find a law which is controversial. You have a law many times where the Sephardim hold one, according to one posek, Ashkenazim according to the second posek, the Misnagdim, the Hasidim, and each one has a different set of laws or a different leading posek they follow. When you're learning one single din, it must be one din that is agreed upon by all. No question about it. All agree to this halacha. There aren't many like that. There are. We find that, surprisingly, with all the machlokes of Shulchan Aruch, all the debates that exist, you'll find if you go to Shulchan Aruch, you'll find the majority of laws are ones that are universal. All agree. Must put on tefillin every day? All agree to it. Every week that it comes to Chol HaMoed, of course, we have the controversy begins. But the majority of cases, though, we get the details, there are differences of opinion. But generalities, laws are staple. They are all agreed upon by all. So if a person is going to learn just one sentence, because of an emergency, that sentence must be one which is absolute psak halacha, which means final word. Bidulak explains a bit why it is so important to learn Pesach. What is the benefit of learning Shulchan Aruch? Of course, it's understood, it's obvious, that learning Shulchan Aruch leads a person on the correct path. If you learn something, part of the Torah, which is not Shulchan Aruch, you've gained the knowledge of Torah, but it doesn't enlighten you at a time when you're in doubt as to how to act in the mitzvah. So, of course, Shulchan Aruch is the final word that is important for action. The final performance of a mitzvah depends upon the knowledge of Shulchan Aruch. Saint Tadabino says that there's another important point, deeper still, that when a person commits a sin, what happens is then that he confuses good and bad. Good and evil become interwoven, intermixed. It is difficult then to tell apart the good from the evil. This is why to use one term for all sins, note we use the word Eitz Hadas Tevada. First sin, eating from the tree of wisdom, the tree of wisdom, good and bad. What's bad about good? Tree of wisdom, good. You say the sin is because he ate from the tree of wisdom, bad. What's Tevada? The answer is because good is good when it's alone by itself. Bad is good when it's by itself, because if it's bad, you won't touch it. When you have these two become mixed, you cannot tell a difference between the two, you cannot differentiate, then there is trouble. This, of course, is the problem with Rachmon al-Islam, the evil of the conservative rabbis, even the Reform, who put on a cloak, a mantle of purity as rabbis, as teachers of Torah, and instead inject the poison of evil into a covering, this good shell, so that every sin means that a person has interwoven or has merged these two, good and bad. He cannot tell them apart. The purpose of Pesachim, of Shulchan Aruch, of Hebrew Kol Havoah, is to separate the two. There is a doubt in din. Is the thing kosher or is it treif? Is it permissible or is it forbidden? You have permissible and forbidden that are interwoven, mixed together. The posek, Shmuel separates to him, picks out, selects the right one. There is a debate, is it good or not? The Shmuel tells you in this case it is good or the contrary. So we have, through the Shulchan Aruch, the separation of this good and bad, the clarification to separate the two. And the result is then that what was formerly a sin, because these two were mixed, now by separating them, we come back, we revert back to the point of purity, a level of purity, through the study of Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, of course, again we say that a person should resolve for his entire lifetime to learn a sif, a paragraph of Shulchan Aruch, every single day of his life. This refers to weekdays, Shabbosim, holidays. No day of his life is he exempt. He should, of course, strive to learn in order, straight, orderly, Limud of Shulchan Aruch. By the way, every morning we have a minyan, Al Shem Abinazov here, and after the minyan is over, we have a regular session, just a few minutes, a regular session of Shulchan Aruch. We learn Shulchan Aruch, Halacha L'maaseh. In those few minutes, we do it with the intention of fulfilling Abin Azal Savor, so that we can cover that Savor by learning Shulchan Aruch, plus the fact that we do it in order too, covering the in direct order with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Seder HaLimud. By the way, too, as long as we're on this topic, let's bring out the point that there was a second item Abinazel mentioned as a tzavor also, as a last will. Two items. One, learn Shulchan Aruch every day. Secondly, that everyone who follows Abinazel should, is compelled to, wear the Beit Tam's tefillin in addition to Rashi's tefillin. Beit Tam's tefillin are those tefillin that are different in the order of the four parshios at the bottom. Rashi's tefillin have four parshios: Kaddish, Oyekriyacho, Shema, Oyem Shemoya. Beit Tam's tefillin has Kaddish, Oyekriyacho, Oyem Shemoya, and Shema, which means that the two vohoyos are in the center. First Kaddish, last via Hafta, two Vahoyas in the center. The difference is that according to Rashi, it means that they stand for the letters of Hashem's name, Yud, K, Vav, K. Yud is Kaddish, K is Vahoy Kriyacha, the word Vahoya stands for the letter He. The Vav is via Hafta, it's Shema. Last K is Vahoy Shema. According to the man Tom, the letters then are in order, Yud, K, K, Vav. That's called the Zayde Kodesh Havayas Piemtza. Hey, Havayas Piemtza in the center. This means, of course, the concentration of the Gevurais, the Chesed, on the outside. Now, this is, in simple terms, not so simple, but it's called Blechen the Abba, which means that in heaven, the Beit Tam's tefillin are considered, classified as a higher Kedusha than Asher's tefillin. So that's why the average person wears an Asher's tefillin, because not everyone can get to this high Kedusha. Abinazel said, even if we are not fit for this high Kedusha, we should put on a Beit Tam's tefillin with these kashas, with a attachment to the Tzadik Yemes, then we are worthy of wearing them. So Abinazel said, therefore, that a person should put on a Beit Tam's tefillin about his life. And of course, there is the one question about when he's supposed to start. Some say he starts at the age of 13, together with the Asher's tefillin. Some say he starts at the age at when he gets married. A person who is slow in getting married, who delays in getting married, is committing a double folly. In any event, if he goes too far, then certainly he should not compound a felony by remaining without the Beit Tam's tefillin. If he goes that far, whatever reason, then he should stop putting the Beit Tam's tefillin, but we'd rather not speak about such cases. A person should get married on time. This is not the time for that topic, but you see here where how important these two items are and how they're interwoven. So the Thomas tefillin then are so vital, for one thing, because this binds a person to the Tzadik Emes. Secondly, that Benazal says that the Thomas tefillin are the key, a key to bringing Mashiach closer. This will bring Mashiach because the tefillin stand for a subduing, the machnia, lowering, destroying, eradicating of the satan, the Malach HaMavos. The schools of Beit Tam's tefillin being worn by so many, they would bring Mashiach that much closer, and Tchias HaMeisim. Therefore, these two items, specifically, were the Menazal Sava. And that is why it is brought by the Bialik Kutum as an advisable move on the part of a Jew, on the part of a follower of Abinazel, to combine the two, that learn a chapter of Shulchan Aruch every day while wearing a Beit Tam's tefillin. Again, that's why in Almania we learn the Shulchan Aruch at the end of davening when a person wears a Beit Tam's tefillin, if he's in that madrega, he already has them. So this should be an incentive to get married, at least an additional incentive. Let's hope that everyone will be zecher very shortly to be wearing the Beit Tam's tefillin, and just as shortly, too, we should see the coming of Mashiach through this major mitzvah.